5. The Vicious Cycle. How it finally broke a Southerner's obstinacy and destined the salesman to start AA in Philadelphia.
January 8th, 1938. That was my D-Day. The place, Washington, D.C. This last real merry-go-round had started the day before Christmas, and I had really accomplished a lot in those 14 days. First, my new wife had walked out, bag, baggage, and furniture. Then the apartment landlord had thrown me out of the empty apartment, and the finish was the loss of another job. After a couple of days in dollar hotels and one night in the pokey, I finally landed on my mother's doorstep, shaking apart, with several days' beard, and, of course, broke as usual. Many of these same things had happened to me many times before, but this time, they had all descended together. For me, this was it. Here I was, 39 years old and a complete washout. Nothing had worked. Mother would take me in only if I stayed locked in a small storeroom and gave her my clothes and shoes. We had played this game before. That is the way Jackie found me, lying on a cot in my skivvies with hot and cold sweats, pounding heart, and that awful itchy scratchiness all over. Somehow, I had always managed to avoid DTs. I seriously doubt I ever would have asked for help, but Fitz, an old school friend of mine, had persuaded